ברוך אתה השם, גואל ישראל. הוא לא צריך גאל ישראל, גואל ישראל. There is a time which say גאל ישראל. For the עמידה, נעביד. What's גאל ישראל? You redeemed. We talk about the redemption of the past. Mitzrayim. But here we are talking about future and present. HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems us every day. We don't know how many troubles we were supposed to have. And God, many times we don't realize. A person walks on the street, someone shoots to aim, he misses him. The person walked, he didn't even know that somebody was trying to shoot him, and the bullet missed him. This is without knowing. Many troubles a person would have if not because of watchful eye of God. But sometimes there are things you see it in the open. You realize the miracle that was done to you. Sometimes you don't realize. You walk, there is a very shaky wall, and because you walk there, they held the wall back, not to fall, till you pass. You pass, the wall falls. You didn't realize that the nest was done to you. That's called Nes Nistar, hidden miracle. But there is Nes Galui. You are there, the building fell on him, and he was left no without any scratch at all. This is Jack Na'ana Cohen. You know what? You remember the building that fell? He had a scratch, unfortunately. But this is unbelievable. How was he saved? When I heard the news right away, I went to the hospital to see him. He looked at me, said, "What, you are the first one came to see me?" And Ben said, "I give thanks to God a million." He saw the others upon him dying. And this is Nes Galui. There is a miracle in the open, you see. And there is miracle, hidden miracle. If a person deserves to show him, he has a certain merit. I give him Nes Galui. Let's say, Goel Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu redeems all the time, continuously. There is redemption. But the question is, we talk here about the redemption of all the Jewish people or every individual for himself. It's many they want to say in the books that here they don't talk about in general or Kelal Yisrael. Why? Because later it's written, Etzemach David Avdecha Me'erat Atzmiah. There is another thing at the end of the Berachot Amidah. Here they talk for the individual, everyone, but he includes himself with others. Relieve me from my suffering in this world. Now the person should think that we are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you ask about yourself, ask about others also, that they are in the same boat with you. You go, you are on a boat, you don't want it to get drowned. You don't pray only for yourself, you pray for others too. Remember that to include yourself with others. This is Goel Yisrael. Comes next to it, being saved from troubles. What's better than having good health? Yeah.
In this book, now there's parentheses before in some Berachot. Is that Kabbalah also? You don't want me to ask you about them?
The what?
Yod Kevin, Yod Kev, Levav Keshar, Allah.
Yeah, Sha'oleh Mispar Geulah.
What does that mean? Is that Kabbalah? Or?
Kabbalah, yes.
I want to ask about
that. But certain things we can talk. Certain things I don't like. Geulah, see what's the number of Geulah? Gimel is 3. Aleph is 1, that's 4. Vav is 6, 10. Lamed is 30, 40. He is 5, Geulah. Yod Kevav Ke. Depend. I once mentioned that to you. Sometimes it is 45. Sometimes it is 52. Sometimes it is 63. Sometimes 72. He said he should think when he says Geulah Shelema, think about Yod Kevavke, which is 45. How is that your 45? We call it Bemilui Alfin. You fill it with Aleph. When you spell it Yod, how do you spell it? Yod Vav Dalet. He. He Aleph. Vav, Vav Aleph Vav. He Aleph. All together will become 45. So think about equal to the word Geula, in the name of Hashem. This is, that's simple. We will add, what does it mean? Deeper meaning, it's not. There is meaning to it. Milui Alfin, because that's already according to Kabbalah. What's the difference when it is Milui Alfin, or Milui Hehin, or Milui Yodin? That's a different thing. Do you understand? Okay. That means part, it's simple. Part, it's rough. We go deeper and deeper, and then becomes Kabbalah. Okay, then. Refa'enu Hashem, v'nerafen. Oh God, please give us help. And when you give us help, there will be really cured. Not when a doctor. Doctor gives you, you have to come again.
Temporary.
And because the doctor owns business. He gives you, he doesn't give you the medicine that will cure you right away once, and then he won't back business. He's missing that money, that check of yours.
Yes.
He said, he'll give you something. I'd like to see you all next week. That means I'd like to see you paying me again. It's what me. Doctor, please take a little more now and don't let me come again. And he says, if I had no Hashem, v'nerafim, will be definitely cured at once. But there is even more than that. If a person deserves, God is his doctor and prevents him from getting sick altogether. That will say, ויאמר אם שמוע תשמע לכל השם אלוהיך. פסוק there is in the Torah. God says, if you listen to the words of God, והישר בעיניו תעשה, you do exactly what's right, what God tells you is right. והאזנת למצוותיו, you pay attention to his mitzvot. ושמרת כל חוקיו, you observe even things that you don't understand. Then, כל המחלה אשר שמתי במצרים, לא אשים עליך. The sickness that I gave to others, I won't put on you. You won't become sick altogether. Why? Ki ani Hashem rofeecha. Because I'm your doctor. But doctor? Doctor means when a person is sick, you become the doctor. No. I'm Hashem rofeecha, preventing the sickness altogether from coming. That is the difference between if Hashem is the doctor or someone else. That is what we say. Here the same thing. We know for sure that we are cured. Hoshi'enu, you save us, v'nivashe'a, definitely. Ki te'ilatenu, atta, because you are our honor and glory. We are being depending on you. V'ha'ale, arucha, u'marpe, l'chol tahalu'enu, l'chol mechovenu, l'chol makotenu. Give us cure, Arucha, and health, lechol tahaluen, to all our sicknesses. When a person says lechol tahaluen, what to all our sicknesses? What do you mean by that, to all? To all sicknesses, you say plural. Why lechol? Include two types of sicknesses. There are sicknesses of the physical being, there are sicknesses of the spiritual being, of the soul. Sicknesses of physical being, person, he has pains over here. There's that is a physical pain. But there is the soul. But sickness of the soul is what? Da'avonot. When he said le'chol, you should have in mind to include da'avonot. That's the sickness of the neshama. There's, as the Rambam says, the Rambam puts in Yad HaZakah in his book, there is holy a nefesh, there is holy a guf. When your body is something wrong with it, Barminan, he has a wound, he has a cold, if he has bronchitis, pneumonia, he goes to a doctor for his physical being, to give him an injection or something. But if he is sick with his nefesh, with his soul, who should he go? To the doctor of the soul. Whom should he go to? To ask the rabbi. He doesn't go to the doctor and say, listen, I did this avon. He said, go do another one. I'll tell you. But the rabbi will tell you, Shema Yisrael. And then you go to Penny. Which rabbi you go? Rabbi you go and say, oh, you did this avon. You have to fast 40 days. You have to do this. Go into the ice. dip yourself in it, and Shema Yisrael. This is Rabbi. What is your help? To tell you to go to fast. He doesn't want you to kill yourself, to commit suicide. No, he tells you, first of all, make teshuva. Okay. Give something to show that you make teshuva in your heart. Give something to charity. As they say in English, give till it hurts. Okay. Give something that you know, but not to come. I was walking once with Hacham Moshe Gendi Alav Hashem. He was speaking in some house, and somebody was very impressed from the rabbi speaking, that he told certain stories and that. And we walked in the street after we finished, and we were in private house. Then a man approached him. He said, Rabbi, I want to talk to you. He said, okay, talk to me now. He said, no, I want to talk to you alone. I was walking with him. Now I understood. I went ahead, and the rabbi heard him, finished, he said, I'll tell you tomorrow. He finished with him, he came to me. Chambaru, I listened to him, I realized what you did. He asked me, thing that I want to consult with you. I don't know what is it. He said, he did this thing, wrong thing, and he wants to know how we will make the Shubah. What shall I tell him? Shall I tell him what's written in this book? It's very, very difficult. I don't know what to do. And then it will be fasting for so many days. I don't know what to do. Give me an advice. Hasb Shalom, Rabbi. Don't tell him all this. Tell him, first of all, he has to make the Shubah, to accept upon himself never to do it wrong again. And God will forgive him. And he said, I thought this is the right thing. Okay, thank you, Rabbi. I told him exactly what to tell him, and he went. Shema Yisrael, if you tell a man, Gemara says, it's written in the Torah, that if a person stole a beam from somebody, stole a beam.
It's a beam.
Beam of, you know,
beam.
In the building. He saw, he went, he built his building, and he put the beams over there. After he built the building, it's finished and that, he comes, he makes the Shubah. Shubah said, according to the halacha, if you have the things that you stole, you're supposed to return it, it's all. Now, if a rabbi will come and tell him, hey, listen, you have to return that beam, it's all, that will destroy your house, then he will regret that he came to ask you for the Shubah. He will never make the Shubah. The Torah, according to the Torah, you're supposed to give the beam back. Hachamim said, no. Even if he wants, tell him I don't want it. Just pay me for it. That means be kind to him. Don't let him destroy his house to give you your beam. And Hachamim said, Mepene tikkun ha'olam. So there are certain things we have to be sensible, not to make it hard on the people in making the Shuva. That's what we say now. I say, Ki el goel hazak ata. If I said, Sha'enu nashakta ale abu chomo pe. לכל תחלואנו, includes the sickness of the neshama. ולכל מכאובנו, sickness, pains, wounds, it includes every type. כי אל רופא רחמן ונאמן אתה. Because you have a mercy and also נאמן. What means נאמן? הקדוש ברוך הוא gives the sickness for such long. Then, that's the suffering he's supposed to have, no more. Then it gets well. They asked many times. I remember I was a child, 9 years old. Well, I read Gemara, some parak that speaks about the person hurts his friend. What does he caused him a damage physically in his body? What should he do? The Mishnah said he has to pay him 5 different things: the damage or what he caused him, then the pain, then to cure him, medicine, doctors. Embarrassment, maybe sometimes you come, you hurt him in front of people and he was very embarrassed. And for this you have to pray. Also for the time he's idle. 5 different things. Then we learned the whole parent. We knew it by heart. Children, the rabbi taught us so well. The Gemara discusses the whole Mishnah. Then the Gemara asked the question, how can a doctor cure a person, because we believe everything comes what? Hashgaha. From Hashem. No, certain Gemara, and Adam no kef, it's ba'o milimata. Elaim ken exar alam, no one hits his finger over here, if not, wasn't gezerah on him. Paul. I mean, if there is a gezerah, if a person is it's being hurt, that's gezerah from Hashem. How could the doctor come and cure him? That's the question of the Gemara, and the Gemara answers it at the very end of the parashah. And all of a sudden, I was in school learning, visitors came to visit. One, the committee decided of the whole school that the visitors that came from Europe will visit this class. The rabbi comes and said, listen, we have visitors now. You have to know how to answer you. Okay. Came to visit them. One among them was one rabbi. He said, I want to ask you a question. Do you know this Mishnah? Yes. Read it. I read it by heart. If you know how to explain, sure. Start explaining. He said, listen, I want to ask you a question. You believe that everything happens from God? I said, sure. I told him the sentence, En Adam no kefetz ba'omer levat da'alim ken n'zer alam levana. Very good. Now how is that the doctor is curing the person? I said, the Torah permitted him. I said, where? I told him, it's sitting there, rapo yirapeh. Mikan shenetan reshut l'rafeh l'rapot. The man saw me answering, bit me up with him. The Torah said, if a person caused damage to his friend, bodily, then he has to cure him. Then if the Torah said he has to cure him, then he can say, oh, this person, he should be hit. And he should be going to a doctor. To be cured, he will be cured, but in the meantime he goes through some suffering. This is Rafay Rafay. I said, Rafay Rahman bin Iman Adam. You send the Zeran for the time limit. Please cure us a little bit earlier. We won't even before time. Baruch Ata Hashem Rofe Hole Amo Yisrael. Cure the people. What's it? That means never to give up hope. It's written in Gemara. Le'olam Al Yitya'esh Adam Min Arachamim. Never should give up hope, because always there is time, there is room for mercy from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even if the doctor said there's no hope, no man, that is a doctor. Dr. Balach, we used to have a man in Yerushalayim, very, very religious man. He was a big doctor. Came from Europe, he opened the hospital in Yerushalayim. They used to call him Bet Cholim Balach, named after him. Today they call it Sha'arei Tzedek, one of the best hospitals that there is in Israel, in Yerushalayim, called Sha'arei Tzedek. All religious. All the stuff of religious people. It's known in this hospital. And this Balach, he used always to check on the sick people. He gave his life to save their life. And then he used to use all the medicine, all the need for them. When he sees there's no hope no more, he said, I have only one thing more to do. He sits down. It's more daily. They accelerate. So I did everything with medication. Nothing helped. Now this, many times he says, I know the Telim helped. The man got well. Rabbi Alfandari was sick. He said, I don't see any hope, but here is the Telim. He was reading Telim. Then he saw the rabbi again. Opened his eyes and that. And he lived another 2 years. He was already 116. He lived 118. And Rabbi Alfandari used to ask him a question. He said, yes, I remember. That's 60 years ago, I saw it in the introduction of this book. He goes up on the ladder, he brings the book. He has a memory unbelievable. That he was known the greatest in our generation. I was a child when he passed away, and I remember Mada'ot and Yerushalayim. I said, Rabbi Alfandari, the whole Yerushalayim was closed that day. Absolutely, the business stopped, all stores were closed. Only they wanted to go to the funeral of Rabbi Alfandari, the very, very great man in our time. And I remember it as I was 8 years old. And so everybody knew. This was a special rabbi, very special rabbi. Imagine to live 118 and not to forget a thing. And he goes with his bringing the book, or in it's a special. Go on, Gadol. This is what he's saying. Let's hope that God will cure all the people who are sick. I'm cutting it short a little today because I was asked to go to Rabbi Azari called me up, wants me to say a few words there. He has always a group of people that he talks to on Wednesday night, and he finished with them Masechet Avot. He said he finished it in 4 years, and he wants me to say a few words there. I promised him to go. Now, we'll pray Avit. That's the support. I'm sure many of you do not pray Avit yet. Okay, B'chavot. Go ahead,
I pray.
You did?
I pray already.
I'd say, go ahead.
Yeah, I pray.
You pray? Who did it now?